For the latest in our series, The Hidden World of Girls, produced with the Kitchen Sisters, we go inside the world of the veil. Throughout history, Islamic scholars have said that Muslim women must cover their hair. There are about 1 million Muslim women in America, and about half wear the hijab all or some of the time, according to the Pew Research Center. That means the other half don't. That split between women who've covered and women who've never covered has existed for decades. But now there's a generation of women who are taking off the hijab. NPR's Asma Khalid explores that emotional decision.
I spoke with dozens of women who chose to wear a headscarf and then later decided to take it off.
I was 9 years old when I started wearing hijab, and
I became a focal point. I started fearing for my safety, and with that...
And so I got to a point where I was like, I'm going to stop doing stuff that I don't understand why I'm doing it.
And I took it off on October 1st, 2007. That was...
I felt at some point that I wanted to see what life was like without it.
Sabra Jafarzadeh, Samia Nasim, Salima Abdulghafoor, Rifq Ibad, and Noran Khan all took off their hijabs. So did Rasmiya Abdulnabi. She grew up going to an Islamic school in Illinois. As Abdulnabi rolls into the parking lot of the local mosque, she bumps into a familiar face.
Hi, baby!
Everybody knows everybody here. This is Bridgeview, Illinois, a tiny Arab enclave on the southwest side of Chicago. It's a place where most Muslim women wear hijab. Abdulnabi wore one for 14 years. Now she has sideswept bangs, the kind that hide part of her face. She's quiet, reflective, and sometimes shy.
I'm the kind of person who likes to walk into a room and be unnoticed. When you wear hijab, you walk in a room, everyone stares at you.
People make assumptions about you, she says. They think of all Muslims as a homogenous block.
When you put the scarf on, you have to understand that you are representing a community, and that is huge. That's a huge responsibility.
It's a responsibility she never wanted. Abdulnabi takes me to her favorite restaurant. In between bites of falafel, she explains why she stopped wearing hijab.
I've done my research, and I don't feel its foundation is from Islam. I think it comes from Arab culture.
She says Islam teaches modesty, but wearing the hijab is taking it a step too far.
And when I say something like that, it's like, how dare you question God's will? How dare you? I sometimes feel like talking about hijab is like talking about abortion in America.
A couple minutes drive down the road, I meet Lean Jaber at her parents' house. Jaber also took off the hijab. But for her, that decision wasn't so permanent.
I started wearing hijab at the age of 14. I think
Jaber
at that
wore
time,
the scarf for 12 years. But some days, she says it felt mechanical. And as her marriage started to fall apart, she took it off.
I was going through a lot of difficult things. Perhaps I thought taking it off would just be one less thing to worry about, you know. I never took it off saying, like, it was the right decision. I just took it off because I wanted to do it. I wanted to see if my life would be different, if I would feel any better about the problems I was going through.
But Jaber's problems didn't go away. In fact, she says they got worse. She lost her job, got divorced, and moved in with her parents. That got her thinking more about God and spirituality. 1 year and 8 months later, Jaber put the scarf back on.
It was a very different process than I'd gone through when I was 14. When I was 14, it was like, well, everybody's wearing it.
Jaber is outgoing and chatty. She writes poetry, blogs, and dreams of the day she'll be on American Idol.
I would have given you all of my heart.
Jaber says it's easy for some women to feel like the scarf strips them of their individuality and turns them into some sort of spokeswoman for the faith. But that's why, this time around, Jaber is making sure other parts of her personality, like singing, shine through the scarf. As I spoke with these women, I couldn't help but wonder, how has this discussion changed since 9/11? Well, many women said the terrorist attacks initially strengthened their desire to wear hijab. They, in fact, wanted to represent a positive counter-image to al-Qaeda. But in the years that followed, that fervor waned as anti-Muslim zeal grew. The scarf became a heavy burden to carry, one that affected the way strangers perceived them, the way colleagues treated them, and even the way fellow Muslims expected them to behave. But for others, the decision simply came down to a choice as they grew older. Nadia Shweb's family's from India. Her mother never wore a hijab. Her grandmother never wore a hijab either. But Shweb put one on when she was 17. Shweb reads from an old journal.
Never could I have imagined when I put it on that 5 years later, on a day just as random as the day I had put it on, I would take it off.
She remembers that day clearly, even now, 8 years later.
That feeling is like I am going out without a shirt on. That sense of feeling exposed. And so I remember I had really long hair and I actually tucked it into my sweater because I was feeling so embarrassed that, oh my God, I'm showing my hair. Am I being immodest somehow? Even though I looked like every girl on the street, you know?
Her decision was as much about religion as it was about her evolving feminine and American identities. Shweb spent her childhood wearing shorts in Saudi Arabia. It was only when she came to the U.S. as a teenager that she started wearing the hijab. She decided to cover, and eventually uncover, here in the States, and she doesn't think that's surprising.
The religious landscape of America is one in which it's a very deeply religious nation, but at the same time it's so fluid. You know, people are born into one faith, and then they might still be Christian, but become of a different church. And part of this phenomenon of veiling, and then taking off the veil, and then re-veiling, and it's situated within that context, and we might think that this is something particular to Muslim Americans when, in fact, that's the story of our religious landscape in America.
For Shweb, it's that fluid religious experience of unveiling and reveiling that makes American Islam distinctly American. Shweb has no intention of putting the scarf back on for now, but she says she wouldn't be the person she is today if she had never worn it in the first place. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
You'll find photos and extended interviews at our website, npr.org.